Ben, this is a great question. Joseph Han says, your podcasts are a godsend that have successfully staved off brain death during many hours of monotonous work for me. He's listening in Virginia in the US. And he says, got a question. Why does brushing your teeth alter the flavour of substances afterwards? I'm sure we've all experienced this. I know for a fact orange juice is classically the one that tastes absolutely foul, but there are lots of examples of this, aren't there?
Yeah, oh, that's so grim.
It's a great effect, and it's a lovely, lovely question, because I actually had to look this up, and as soon as I read the question, I thought, that's brilliant, why didn't I look this up before? But it's all to do with a substance in toothpaste called sodium lauryl sulfate. There's a few similar chemicals that do the same thing. It's a surfactant, which means that it lowers the surface tension of a liquid.
They're sort of classic cleaners, aren't they?
Yeah, you'll find it in detergents, you'll find it in all sorts of different things that rely on breaking surface tension. It's in the toothpaste to make sure that you get a good foam from the toothpaste while you're cleaning your teeth and look a bit rabid. But they also interact with our taste buds in two key ways. They inhibit the taste buds that perceive sweetness, so whatever you eat afterwards will taste less sweet. And then they break up fatty molecules called phospholipids. And these phospholipids live on the surface of our tongue, and they inhibit the receptors for bitterness. So not only do we get the effect that they're knocking down the sweetness, but they're actually boosting the bitterness that you'll get as well. So that means anything you eat will taste less sweet, much more bitter, which is why orange juice in particular, which is normally very sweet, is really quite foul. And there's also menthol in there, and that has a temperature effect, which in effect, it fools your sensory nerves into being more sensitive to cold. So fresh orange juice, fresh from the fridge, may sound great and refreshing, be good with your breakfast, but it'll taste bitter and it'll be painfully cold.
I met someone a little while back who's actually Oxford University's a chemist, and he showed me a wonderful trick with glucose, because glucose comes in two-handednesses. There's right-handed glucose and left-handed. What that means is it's a bit like if I had a glucose molecule and I put it in front of a mirror, you'd have the molecule in one configuration in your hand, you'd have the molecule with its mirror image in the reflection. And nature is just the same. There are both forms of the sugar in nature. It just so happens that the human body uses the D form, the right-handed form. He brought with him some left-handed glucose, and I tasted it, and guess what it tasted like?
I've no idea.
Do you think it was
idea.
Sweet?
Cherries.
Well,
I'd assume it would be sweet because it's the same atoms, isn't it, built into the molecule, just kind of reflected.
Not if it can't be recognised.
No, it tastes like salt. It was just salty. Oh. It was disgusting. It's just a salty sort of flavour. It wasn't very nice at all because it's the wrong shape to fit into the taste receptors on your tongue, just like Kat says.
Wow.